This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, January 19th. God's word for you today is only Jesus. Our scripture reading is taken from Colossians 2, verse 9 to 10. And it says, "For in him dwells all the fullness of Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him, who is the head of all principality and power." The first significance of ingathering for us is harvest, and the second significance of ingathering for us is the invocation of God's blessings for the coming year. Ingathering is not just about ingathering in, it is also invoking God's blessing. In Deuteronomy 6, please read, God was saying to the Jews, "Let every man come, but let them not come empty because of what they are going to trigger for the following year." It is so important. The word of God says in John 7 verse 37, "On the last and greatest day of the festival, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, 'Let everyone who is thirsty come to me and drink.' So the ceremony and the pouring out of water was to trigger the early rain of the next agricultural year. The agricultural year typically has the early rain and the latter rain. And for a nation that has 7 months of no rain, it is so important to them that that trigger happens. At ingathering for us, I pray in the name of Jesus that God will trigger the blessings of this year and the blessings of our decade of destiny upon us as we begin to walk in them in the mighty name of Jesus." By making this statement, Jesus was saying in essence that there is no desire that you will have, no desire that you have in your heart right now, or that you will have in 2023 that it cannot fulfill. That is what it means when it says, "Let anyone that thirsts come to him." Jesus was saying that he is the source of life. The Son of God is saying in the clearest possible way that he alone is the source of life, and he alone can meet every need of the human heart. Only him, only Jesus. 2 Corinthians 1 verse 20 says, "For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ." And so through him, the amen is spoken by us to the glory of God. No matter how big and no matter how numerous the promise of God, if you look at any promise of God and it looks so far out of your reach and you're wondering if it can be for you, the question is, are you in Christ? If you are in Christ, he is saying the answer is yes, it is for you, and your response is amen to the glory of God. That is the transaction of heaven. That is how it works. You will grow and you will see your children's children to the third and fourth generation in good and perfect health. You can look at that promise and say, "But nobody lives beyond 50 years in our village. Can this be for me?" The question is, are you in Christ? If the answer is yes, God is saying the answer for you is yes, in Christ, and your response is amen to the glory of God, regardless of what it is. If you are not certain you are in Christ, you will be in Christ today, because it is in him that all the fullness of the Godhead dwells bodily, and all the promises of God exist in Christ Jesus. Only him. Jesus is the only one that can fulfill that desire. Let us pray. Father, this promise of ingathering is yes in Christ, and my response is amen to the glory of God in Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. we invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.